圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续唱歌给谁听？
We continue to sing a song.
唱歌要有人听。
To whom do we sing this song to? We need to sing to someone.
唱歌没有人听，就变成自弹自唱。
If you sing a song to nobody, then you're only singing it to yourself.
听了歌过后，要有感觉，要有回应，要有一种配合。
And upon hearing a song, you should be able to have a feeling about it, and you should compliment it as well.
如果听了歌过后没有感觉，没有 feeling 的，那叫做对牛弹琴。
If you're only listening to a song but feeling nothing from it, then the song falls on deaf ears.
那圣经里面有很多首圣经里面的歌。
There are many songs written in the Bible.
可是这些歌要唱给谁听呢？
But to whom are these songs sung?
我们发现到圣经里面的歌啊，都有特定对象要唱给他听的。
The Bible tells us of many songs that to which the songs have been sung to.
那还记得第一首歌吗？
To specific people.
第一首歌。What's the first song?叫做哀歌，就是很悲伤的歌。
The first song is called a song of lamentation.
为什么这首歌这么悲伤呢？
Why is this song so sorrowful?
而且它到底是要唱给谁听的呢？
And to whom was this song sung?
还记得吗？
Do you remember?
好，我们今天进入到第二首歌。
Today we'll enter into the second song.
第二首歌叫做凯歌，就是得胜的歌。
The second song is called the Song of Victory.
那这首歌是唱给谁听的？
To whom was this song sung?
到底是谁得胜的呢？
And who was victorious?
我们看马太福音书二十一章。
We turn to the Gospel according to Matthew 21.
马太福音书二十一章。
Matthew 21.
我们来读四节到十一节。
We read from verse 4 to verse 11.
好，我们一起读圣经。
We recite together.
一、二、三。这事成就是要应验先知的话，说要对锡安的基民说：看哪、啊，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴。就是骑着驴驹子，门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的起行，牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服踏在上面，耶稣就骑上。众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。前行后随的众人喊着说：何善那归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上何善那。耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，各城都惊动了，说：这是谁？众人说：这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。阿门。好，我们看到这首歌叫做凯歌。
We see this song as a song of victory.
也称为尼赛亚的凯歌。
Which is also known as a song of victory of the Messiah.
原来是耶路撒冷的居民唱给主耶稣听的。
This song was sung by the people of Jerusalem.
当主耶稣骑驴子进君城的时候，他们就唱这首歌，歌颂荣耀主耶稣基督。
When Jesus was riding on this donkey entering into the city of the king, they sang this song to welcome Jesus.
这是主耶稣在世最后一个星期的行程。
This was the last week of Jesus' ministry.
应该他只剩下四五天的侍奉生命，只剩下四五天。
To be specific, he was only left with 4 to 5 days of life.
因为在这个礼拜里面呢，第五天他就被钉死十字架。
Because in this week alone, on the 5th day, Jesus would be crucified on a cross.
那第六天他就安息了。
On the 6th day, he would have rested.
那第七天礼拜天他就复活了。
On the 7th day, on the Sunday, he resurrected.
这样看起来，他这个行程只剩下几。这个时候唱歌的时候只剩下几天而已。
So it can appear to us that on this schedule, he was only left with a few more days to live.
那我们看到主耶稣在他最后的侍奉中，他受到最大的欢迎以及尊荣。
And we can see that it is upon the end of his ministry that he will receive the greatest honor and the greatest warm welcome.
这是主耶稣得到的很大的安慰。
This was a great comfort for
Jesus. 因为在他这一生的侍奉中，都被人家逼迫、被人家轻视、被人家辱骂、被人家赶的。
Because throughout the ministry of his whole life, he had been despised, mocked at, and been chased away by others. And sometimes he was being mocked at and being rebuked by other people. Throughout his ministry for 3 years, never had he seen anyone in such a congregation praising.
就在剩下的最后几天, 他们这样对主唱出这种
It was in these final few days that the congregation gathered to sing this song of victory to glorify him.
所以我说, 这是主耶稣在三年多的侍奉中得到最大的安慰跟荣耀的时刻。
Which is why I call this the greatest comfort that Jesus received in the end of his ministry.
原来他们会这样的颂咏主, 这是神奇妙的作为。
And the reason why they were able to praise God in this manner, this was a very miraculous event.
在主前, 520年前, 神就借着撒迦利亚先知预言这个事情。
Because in 520 BC, the Lord God had already prophesied about this very event through the prophet Zechariah.
那520年后, 真的照着神的预言,神的话应验了。
And about 520 years later, this prophecy was fulfilled.
我说这个是神奇妙的作为,是为什么呢?
I call this the miraculous work of God.
张伟里当时的百姓是不会这样向他颂咏的,不会。
By right, the people at this time wouldn't have praised Jesus.
而且他们热情到把自己的衣服铺在路上,
And they were so zealous and they were so enthusiastic that they had to take their clothes and pave on the way of Jesus.
说明他们对主的赞美,对主的拥护支持是真心的,是热情的。
And that's to show their enthusiasm and their zeal and their sincerity to praise God. And not only were they praising God with their lips, they also took out their clothes and paved it on the road.
但是你看下去,
but if you read on,
他们这种热情, 那种对主的支持,
their support and their zeal for Jesus didn't last very long.
我都跟你讲嘛, 过了一两天过后,
and as I told you, 2 more days later, they would have crucified him.
整个耶路撒冷在圣经记载，整个耶路撒冷只听到一种声音，一个声音。
The entire Jerusalem had only one voice.
钉死他，钉死他。
Crucify him, crucify him.
这是圣经的描述。
That is the description of the Bible.
之前不是刚刚说赞美主吗？ 那个大卫的子孙是应当称颂的吗？ 不是这样子吗？
Didn't they celebrate his entry with great praises, that calling him the son of David?
若神的话没有，若神 若不是神早在500多年前就预言这件事是不会发生的。
Had God not prophesied this 520 years ago, this event wouldn't have happened.
但是500多年前神的话就这样讲。
But 520 years ago, the words of prophecy were spoken this way.
那是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
意思主的一生啊, 都活在神的话语里面。
That's to say that the whole life of the Lord Jesus lived in the words of God.
那神啊，主耶稣的 一生也活在神的预言应验当中，神的预言当中。
The entire life of the Lord Jesus had also been lived in the prophecy of the Lord God.
反正对主耶稣的每一种预言，包括被出卖、被多少钱卖掉，全部都应验，全部都预言。
And every prophecy that was spoken regarding the Lord Jesus had only been fulfilled, including his betrayal, the betrayal upon him, and also been betrayed for how much?
这样你听明白了没有?
Do you understand this?
我的意思,传道意思是, 主耶稣一生都活在神的话语里面。
I'm stressing to you that the Lord Jesus spent his entire life within and in the words of God.
他所遭遇的一切好坏, 都照着神的话语在应验中。
And all the good and bad that has come upon him in his life had only been fulfilled, fulfilling the words of God.
完全没有自己的意思, 完全照神的话来做来应验。
There was nothing about his personal will, and it was all according to the words of God.
那世人怎么样评论主耶稣呢?
How did the people of the world comment about Jesus?
世人说他是降生在马槽的。
People commented that he was born in the manger.
那个是动物住的地方。
There's a place for the animals. That shouldn't be a place that a human should be born.
但主耶稣他是人啊,
but Jesus was a human.
他降生在动物, 出, 出, 动物住的地方呀。
And yet he was born in a place of the animals.
这样的救主你要相信吗？
Would you believe in such a savior?
我们今天再穷，再穷也没有降生在那个猪寮嘛，也没有降生在牛寮牛房嘛，是吗？
Together, no matter how poor we are, we were never born in any animal's shed or any barn.
而且那些马槽牛那些动物住的地方有马粪，有马尿，有那些动物的粪便，你知道几臭吗？
In all of these animal sheds and all these farmhouses, you can only imagine how stinky it is.
以为真的像今天用消毒水来消毒啊，用那些那个水龙头来喷啊，来洗啊。
Do you think all of these farmhouses are so well sanitized every day?
就算你用来洗、用来消毒，那个味道还是很臭的啦。
Even if you clean it up nicely and sanitize it properly, it is still stinky.
因为那个不是人住的地方来的。
Because that's not a place for humans.
你是人，你怎么可以降生在那边呢？
You are a human. Why were you born in there?
但主耶稣就降生在那边。
But that's the place where Jesus was born.
这样的主你要不要接受呀？
Would you accept such a Lord?
你都还好过他。
You live a better life than him.
你各种条件都还好过主耶稣呀。
And any condition of your life is better than the Lord Jesus.
到他长大的时候，他长大，他在哪里长大知道吗？
Where was Jesus raised up?
他在拿撒勒长大。
He was raised up in Nazareth.
用今天的话来讲，就他长大在贫民窟。贫穷人住的地方长大。
In today's terms, he was raised up in the slums.
然后这里说他一言进君城，就是王的城，君王的城。
And here's the prophecy about his triumphant entry into the city of the king.
然后要接受众人的拥护，就众人的赞美。
And he would be celebrated by the congregation.
可是当他们看到耶稣来的时候，傻眼了。
But when they saw Jesus was coming, and they were shocked.
这个就是我们的王啊。
Is this our king?
这个就是我们的弥赛亚。
Is this our Messiah?
妖魔搞错啊。
And are you mistaken?
因为主耶稣这时候骑着驴驹，一个小东西啊，刚生出不久的小东西出来，骑驴驹去的，你知道吗？
Jesus was only riding on a newly born donkey.
连一个比较强壮的驴子都没有。
Not even a stronger donkey.
是驴驹啊。刚出生不久的呀
，A young donkey that was newly born.
你好死不死你骑一个比较强壮的好不好
？At least you should look for a stronger donkey to ride on.
如果更好的话，骑马不是更好吗
？Shouldn't you also be riding on a horse?
如果要荣耀，骑战马，那些将军、那些元帅骑的马，那不是更威风吗
？Or a battle horse to be all the more glorious.
我的天哪！连一只马都没有啊
！Oh dear, not even a horse.
Oh dear. 这就是主耶稣。
That is Jesus.
然后大家说弥赛亚什么何善啊，应当称颂啊，也高高在上啊。
And people were crying out, "Hosanna!" And to the Messiah to be praised.
赞美过后，突然间想一想。好像不太对路。
But after them praising Jesus, they were thinking to themselves, this is not right.
弥赛亚怎么可能是这样呢？
How can Messiah appear in this manner?
所以他们这时候的赞美经不起考验。
And their praises of this time could not withstand.
今天我们也一整天在赞美主。
Today we also praise the Lord.
一直感谢主啊，感谢主，有没有？
We keep saying thank God and praise the Lord.
你这种感谢主经得起考验吗？
Your thank God, does it withstand the test of time?
有些人发现到生意失败了。主耶稣没有祝福了，这个赞美哦就讲不出来了。
See that their businesses fail and they're not earning money and they stop praising God.
甚至开始埋怨主、怀疑主了。
They start to grumble and doubt God.
如果当然赚钱的时候、祝福的时候、赚很多的时候，生意越做越大，那当然没问题啊，当然感谢主呀。
But in smooth times when they're earning good money and they would be praising God easily.
我们的赞美会不会好像这里当时耶路撒冷居民的赞美这样呢
？Will our praise to God be the same as the people of Israel, Jerusalem here？
好，当主耶稣骑着驴驹进城的时候
，When Jesus was riding on a donkey entering into the city，
却是受到居民的赞美。
And indeed, he was well celebrated by the people.
所以我称这是奇妙的得胜。
Therefore, I call this a miraculous victory.
原来这一首得胜的凯歌是预先唱出十字架救赎的得胜。
And it turned out that this song of victory was to sing beforehand about the victory of the cross.
你从外表看是，这是不荣耀的。
On the outward appearance, it is not glorifying.
是比普通人更没有荣耀的。
It is not even as glorifying as for the normal.
因为一个财主、一个平民、一个财主、有钱人也不会骑一个驴驹，至少也有骑一匹马呀。
Any rich man in town would be riding on at least a horse.
但是当主耶稣复活得荣耀的时候。
When Jesus was resurrected to be glorified,
你就知道原来这是预先唱给主耶稣听的 十字架救赎的得胜。
Then you realize that this was a song that was sung beforehand to celebrate the victory of the cross.
我们用这一首歌，用这首凯歌对比第一首歌推罗王的哀歌来做一个对比。
Let's compare and contrast this song of victory with the first song of lamentation.
那你会发现了什么
？What do you realize？
我们发现到哀歌呢是在荣耀、荣美、尊贵当中显出污秽，显出堕落。
We noticed that the first song of lamentation was to sing about the downfall and the filth of the king, in all his splendor and all his glory.
因为我们也看过了圣经对那个天使他的荣耀、他的美丽、他的智慧，都没得比的。没得讲的啦。
As you also read that the Bible has described his beauty, his splendor, his wisdom was indeed incomparable.
在他全然的美丽中，全然的荣耀当中，无畏了，堕落了。
But yet in his perfect beauty and wisdom, and he had fallen.
那是哀歌。
That becomes the lamentation.
那可是对比这首凯歌的时候，耶稣的得胜歌的时候。
In comparison to the song of victory of Jesus,
主耶稣却显出一种卑微，一种平凡中显出他的得胜，显出他的荣耀。
The Lord Jesus had manifested his glory, his victory only from a very lowly, despised state of his life.
你没有发现这两首歌的这两首歌里面的对比，它的相对
？Do you see the stark contrast between these two songs?
一个在荣耀中堕落无畏。
One had fallen in his glory.
一个是在平凡卑微中得胜得荣耀。
The other had been glorified from his lowliness.
主耶稣就是在平凡中卑微中得荣耀得胜的。
The Lord Jesus was victorious in all his lowliness and humility.
原来神的旨意就是要透过卑微，透过平凡来得胜。
And it is by the will of God that the victory will be gained through their humility and their very ordinary life.
这就是真耶稣教会的特色。
That is the special characteristic of the true church.
这就是在末世真耶稣教会、神的教会的一个见证、一个特色。
It is also the testimony of the true Jesus church in the last days.
因为主耶稣的旨意就是要透过平凡来显出荣耀、显出得胜的呀。
Because it is by the will of the Lord Jesus that it is through the very ordinary, mundane lives that this victory will be gained.
神并不是要透过那种荣耀啊，好像王宫这样啊，好像高楼大厦、几十层楼那种威水、那种伟大这样来得胜的，不是。
It is not through the glory and the splendor of a great multi-story palace or a skyscraper.
所以主耶稣被称为拿撒勒人耶稣。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus was known as the Jesus of Nazareth.
所以主耶稣被称为木匠的儿子。
Which is why the Lord Jesus was known as the son of a carpenter.
所以圣经说主耶稣没有驾行荣美，让我们可以羡慕他，没有。
And therefore, the Bible also described that Jesus had no beauty on our appearance for us to admire.
圣经是这样讲。
The Bible described Jesus.
他连一个美容、一个比较漂亮的皮肤、脸孔都没有，很平凡、很平。
Had such an ordinary appearance that he had no.
我们现在坐坐的那些姐妹比耶稣漂亮很多。
All of us sisters that are here are more beautiful than Jesus.
我讲的是真的，不是在开玩笑。
I am not joking. You are more beautiful than Jesus.
这就是主耶稣所选择的叫做拿撒勒的路线，他走的路线就是这样卑微，这么平凡，这么的，甚至是
，And yet this
我不敢说卑贱。
This is the way of Nazareth that the Lord Jesus has chosen for himself, such a lowly and despised way.
今天真耶稣教会是要走哪一条路线，走怎样的路线
？But what way does the true Jesus Church today want to take？
我知道很多真耶稣教会的领导人想要降生在君臣王宫里。
Many leaders of the true Jesus Church desire to be born in the palaces and the houses of the king。
也很想长大在王宫里。
They also want to be raised up in the palace。
更希望出入的时候有高官大臣来陪伴，有将军、有战马来在旁边在前面开路。
They desire that they be surrounded by high officials and governors and to also have their way.
我看一些领导人的意思的做法讲法都是这样。
And according to what I see and observe on how to speak, I notice this is what they want.
如果要这样，主耶稣做不到吗？当时耶稣做不到吗？
If that was what Jesus wanted, wouldn't Jesus?
我问你，耶稣有没有权利降生在王宫里面？有没有？
Did Jesus have the authority to be born in a palace?
他当然有权利啊。
Surely he had.
他有没有权利出来的时候骑着战马出来？有没有权利
？Did Jesus have the authority to decide to ride on a battle horse？
难道主耶稣做不到这些事情吗
？Couldn't Jesus do that？
但他却选择平凡卑微。
But he chose to be lowly.
这就是他要走的路线，他所选择的路线。
That is the path that he chose to.
所以我一直重复，今天真耶稣教会啊，你要走哪，要选择走哪一条路线
？Therefore, I repeat this to you: Which way does the True Jesus Church today want to take?
如果要选择走那个推罗王的路线，那个就是荣耀的，那个就是很伟大的，那个就是很多人羡慕的。
If you opt for the way of the King of Tyre, that is the way of glory and a very admired and respected way.
如果主耶稣神造那个天使，犯罪的天使，造成好像很卑贱的，造成是很卑微的，你看他怎么样？你看他 complain 不 complain 啊？你看他。
Had God created the angel at such a lowly and despised stage, wouldn't the angel complain?
如果把你造成这样，你又说神不爱你。
Had God formed you in a more lowly state.
荣耀只是神自己。
You will complain.
伟大只是神自己，把我们造成这样卑微，把我们造成这样没有用处。
You complain to God saying that you are high and mighty, and yet you created us.In such an ugly and lowly form.
造成很荣耀、很美丽、很伟大。
And if God were to create you in such a great and a noble state,
你自己又承受不了骄傲了。
And yet you cannot take it, and you become arrogant.
想要做神呐、
啊。You want to become God.
想要代替神呐、啊。
You want to replace God.
造你很卑微也不是，造你很伟大也不是。
And God shouldn't create you lowly, neither should He create you noble.
要把你造成怎样呀
？So how should God create you?
今天真耶稣教会正是走在主耶稣所走的路线。
Today the True Jesus Church walks in the path of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是拿撒勒的路线。
That's the way of Nazareth.
就是卑微跟平凡。
The lowly and mundane way.
可是真耶稣教会在卑微平凡当中显出他的尊贵，显出他的荣耀，显出他的价值。
And yet the True Jesus Church manifests its glory, her glory and her value even in this very ordinary and lowly life.
真耶稣教会在平凡中显出它不平凡。
In this lowly and ordinary state, the True Jesus Church manifests.
因为我在这个讲台里面讲了许许多多有关真耶稣教会的见证。
And I've spoken many testimonies about the True Jesus Church from this very pulpit.
神怎样跟教会同在
？How did the Lord God abide with this church？
多少的天使在教会里面显现
？How many angels have previously manifested here？
这还不够荣耀吗
？Isn't that glorifying？
这还不够特别吗
？Is that not special enough？
也有权柄赶撒旦、赶魔鬼。
We have the authority to cast out demons.
甚至连外教的牧师都见证说，你要赶鬼，要去真耶稣教会。
Even pastors from other churches testify that if you want to cast out demons, you have to go to True Jesus Church.
他承认真耶稣教有赶鬼的权柄，能够胜过鬼、制服鬼的权柄。
Even they acknowledge that True Jesus Church has the power to cast out demons.
可是教会很平凡、很卑微的。
And yet True Jesus Church remains so ordinary and so lowly.
这个就是在平凡中显出它的不平凡。
That's how the True Jesus Church manifests herself as noble, in her ordinary state.
在它的卑微中显出它的尊贵跟荣耀。
In a very lowly state, the church manifests herself as noble.
今天有一些人想要改变真耶稣教会走的路线。
Some people want to change the way of the True Jesus Church.
甚至连真耶稣教会这个招牌、这个名字都不要，要就换掉。
They even want to change the title or the name of the church.
这些事你们也应该知道的。
You know about that.
不要真耶稣教会不要再骑坐驴子了，要骑战马。
They are saying things like, "We shouldn't be riding on a donkey. We should be riding on a battle horse."
简单说，要用今天的来比喻，不要再加那个波顿沙嘎了。
You shouldn't be driving a proton saga.
要坐那个进口车，那些宝马、Mercedes 啦，或者是 BM 啦，或者是什么 Rolls-Royce 啦。
You have to choose from any imported cars like Mercedes and BMW and Rolls-Royce.
如果我们的教会的人有好多辆那种 Rolls-Royce 在这里，我们的传道都是很威水的。哇，荣耀呀！
Imagine that all the Rolls Royce are parked outside our church, and we will all be so glorified.
很多人都羡慕啊，都要进来啊，
Everyone、
看有没有什么利益、什么好处得到呀。
Admire us, and they want to come in to.
因为里面有很多老板啊，很多公司的大董事长呀。
Surely there will be a lot of big bosses in the church, and many people want to come in to get some benefits.
这样有没有荣耀？我问你。
Isn't there glory in this?
当然有荣耀啊，怎么会没有荣耀呢？
Surely there is a lot of glory.
肯定有荣耀啊。
Surely there it is glory.
这样会吸引更多人来呢。
The church can attract more people.
肯定吸引更多人来呀。
Surely it will attract more people.
但刚好，对不起。
I'm sorry.
神说真耶稣教会不是这样的，因为真耶稣教不走这种路线。
God says this is not the way of the true Jesus Church.
他们想要走这种路线，但是神说我不给他们走，我不肯。
They want this way for themselves and
因为我自己就是在走卑微路线的，走拿撒勒路线的，我自己就是这样，是这样出生的。
God rejects that because Jesus Himself took the other.
甚至连死的时候也死在那种十字架上的。
And even the way Jesus died, he died in the most lowly manner.
所以你今天你要选择什么？你要追求的是什么
？Today, what do you pursue after?
从这首凯歌唱给耶稣听的凯歌当中，我们明白了什么呢
？From this song of victory that was sung to Jesus, what do we understand?
我们做一个结论
，conclusion.
不要像世人一般看重外表。
Do not esteem the outward appearance, just like the people of the world do.
外表是虚荣的。
The outer appearance.
我忘记看一节圣经。
Let me refer to a Bible.
真耶稣教会的外表。
The verse to describe the outer appearance of the true Jesus Church.
先看哥林多前书一章。
First, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们所传的道理。
The gospel that we preach.
哥林多前书一章十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.
一二三。因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人认为是愚拙的在我们得救的人却认为这个是神的大能神的智慧真耶稣教会现在所传的道理十字架的道理
The message of the cross that the true Jesus Church preaches
很多人是认为是愚拙的
Many people see this as foolishness
什么要守安息日啦
Why keep the Holy Sabbath?
什么说又要什么什么啊啊，把人震到水里去了
？What's the matter about full immersion？
啊，又什么还要洗脚里了
？Why do you need a feet washing？
你看这多少外教会都已经不做这些事情，都不做这种事。
How many Christian groups are actually doing this？
然后还傻傻的相信那个圣餐是主的血、主的肉，那是开玩笑啊！那个。
And you still say that the Holy Communion is the flesh and the blood of the Lord Jesus? This is a joke。
明明就是那个饼啊，明明就是那个葡萄汁，那我们说这个是主的血，这个是主的肉。
That's
不是在开玩笑吗
？Bread and a jug and a jug of grape juice. You call that the flesh and the blood of Jesus?
我的意思是说，我们传这样的真理，照耶稣的话来做的时候，他笑我们，这是愚蠢的道理。
I mean to say that when we preach this message of the cross, and they laugh at us as calling it foolish.
就像这个实际的道理是愚蠢的。
And this is the message that is known as foolishness.
因为他们讲，如果神真的要救我们，何必钉死十字架？你在开玩笑吗
？They will say that if God wants to save you, that He wouldn't have to be crucified.
但是神他只是宣布说，你得救了，我接受你就 OK 了吗
？If He is God, all He has to do is to declare to the world.
怎么这么麻烦又来到人间
？Why go through all the trouble?
又受很多苦。
In form of flesh and suffer.
然后钉十字架。
And to be crucified.
然后流出血。
And to shed His blood.
需要这么麻烦
？Is there the need for the trouble?
你是神，需要经过这么多手续，这么多层层的那种过程吗？需要吗
？Aren't you God? And why do you have to put yourself through such a long, tedious process?
他显示一句话，显在空中说：“你们信我，我是神。”就解决了。
All God had to do is to put some words in the sky, and we will all believe.
所以你不要跟我讲耶稣基督什么十字架，
Therefore,
我不信。
Stop talking about the Lord Jesus to me. I don't believe.
聪明人觉得这是愚蠢道理，不是聪明的道理。
Intelligent people will call this foolishness.
刚好真耶稣教就是传这种道理。
And yet this is exactly the message the true Jesus Church preaches.
要怎样得救
？How to be saved？
要怎么受洗
？How to be baptized？
要怎么守神的诫命
？How to keep the commandments of God？
需要这样做吗？需要这么麻烦吗
？Is there a need for all this trouble？
你心里相信就好喽。
You just have to proclaim in your heart to believe.
来看真耶稣教会里面的情形。
Look at what happens in the true Jesus Church.
26-29，哥林多前书一章二十六。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26.
一二三，弟兄们啊
，For you，
可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选的世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选的世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选的世上卑贱的，叫被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，不要废掉那有的。好。这就是真耶稣教会里面的情形。
That is the condition of the true Jesus Church.
神专拣选的是那些卑贱的、没有能力的、没有尊贵的、软弱的、老嘎切的很多。
God has chosen all of us, old and loose.
多几辆新车都没有了，都是老嘎切来的。
And even God has chosen us who are driving all those broken cars.
这是圣经讲的啊，主耶稣讲的呀。
And that's also what the Bible says.
主耶稣透过保罗讲的，神拣选的方式是这样的。
And that's also the way of God's choosing.
请问神是不是没有头脑？神是不是有头脑有问题
？Is God not intelligent?
如果我们公司要请人，我们就要请人，要请有能力的、有条件的、威水的、美丽的、漂亮的。
If any company wants to employ any talent, and he has to be someone who is from a good background,
你公司要请人的时候，你会请个啰啰嗦嗦的来吗？一个乞丐来吗？不会吧。
Would any company employ a beggar?
特别是那个人是要做公关的，是要在门面当中来接待的，那当然越美丽越好，越handsome越好啊。越有背景越好呀。
Even to hire a receptionist, he or she has to be beautiful, has to have come from a good background.
但神却拣选这些啰啰嗦嗦的呀。
And yet God has chosen all these weak and feeble.
里面不是没有尊贵的，也有，但是不多。
It is not that there are no noble ones; there are just very minority.
里面不是没有智慧的，有智慧、有聪明的也有，但是不多。
Not many noble, not many wise.
意思说啰嗦的更多了。
But there are more weak and feeble ones.
怎么样
？What now？
明白了吗
？You understand？
这个凯歌是怎样唱的
？How is this song of victory sung？
当唱凯歌，哇塞，主耶稣得胜，主耶稣讲的时候，他骑着一个驴子，咯咯咯咯这样跑出来的，是这样的，这样得胜的。
When the congregation sang out loud that Jesus is victorious and Jesus only appeared on a donkey，
所以不要像世人一样看真耶稣教会的外表。
Therefore, do not look at the outward appearance only, just like the people of the world do.
也不要哈像世人一般看当时主耶稣的外表。
And don't judge the Lord Jesus just like how the people of Jerusalem judged him.
要明白神的旨意。
But understand God's will.
神是要真耶稣教会骑驴子，不是要真耶稣教会骑战马。
The Lord God desires that the true Jewish church be riding on a donkey, not on a battle horse.
记住
，Remember
这首尼赛亚的歌。凯歌是透过主耶稣的谦卑，主耶稣的平凡，显出神的荣耀，显出神的得胜。
And this song of victory of the Messiah has been sung through the humility, lowliness, and the ordinary state of the life of Jesus.
这是神教我们的方法。
That's also the way that the Lord God teaches us.
这也是神所要的方法。
It is also the way that God desires.
不是你要的。
Not the way that you desire.
神要的。
But the way that God desires.
就是这样。
As simple as this.
好，我们继续来听歌。
Let's continue to listen to another song.
第三首歌叫做新歌。
The third song is a new song.
什么叫做新歌
？What is this new song?
这首歌是谁在唱
？Who sings this new song?
是144,000人所唱的歌。
It's a song sung by the 144,000 people.
除了这144,000人哦，没有人会唱。
And no one else other than the 144,000 people can sing this song.
这到底是什么歌来的
？What song exactly?
为什么其他的人是不会啊？不会唱的。
And why is it that no one else know how to sing?
不会唱你就学呀。
If you don't know, you can learn.
你学了就会呀。
If you learn, you will know.
世上没有一首歌说你学了不会，你学就会的啦。
All kinds of songs in this world can be learned.
可是圣经说。
But the Bible says.
这首新歌。
This new song.
没有人学会，就算你去学也不会。
Cannot be learned even if you learn.
到底是什么歌来的
？What song is this?
启示录十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章
，Revelation chapter 14。
我们读一节到三节。
You read verse 1 to verse 3。
来，一、三，我又观看，见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音。和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声，他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。 看到吗？这首歌叫做新歌。
This is a song known as the new song.
而且除了这144,000人以外，没有人学会这首歌。
No one else but the 144,000 would know how to sing.
那就是这首歌的特色。
That is the specialty of this song.
也说明这首歌不是人间所创作的歌。
That also shows that this is not a song of the earth.
因为如果人所创作的歌，一定学会，一定你学就会。
If it is a song that was composed by man, that is something that we can learn.
那到底这首歌是怎样的？
But what is a song like?
原来这首新歌是神亲自创作的救赎之歌，救恩的歌。
New song is written by God Himself as a song of salvation.
它的重点跟内容哦，是歌颂赞美真神羔羊的救赎大恩。
And the content of this song is to sing about the greater salvation grace of the Lamb.
那救赎的方法全部由神来决定。
And all ways of salvation will be decided by God.
哦，那个音要多高，要什么时候要降下，什么时候要停顿，什么时候要大声，全部神在指挥，神在决定。
And when should the song sing at a higher pitch, at a different melody and rhythm, it will all be orchestrated by God.
简单说，这种救恩之歌、救赎之歌，要完全遵照神的心意来唱。不能够更改的，不可以改的。
Simple words that this song will be sung in full accordance to the will of God without any editing or any
amendment. 怪不得你学不会这首歌。
No wonder that no one can learn it.
因为你觉得你想要改啊。
Because you would want to
amend it. 你觉得这样不好啊，那样才好啊。你觉得这个高太高了，你想要放低一点啊。
You would think that the song is not good enough and you should go on a higher pitch or a lower pitch.
你觉得要到河里去洗礼太麻烦了啊，你在病床上感谢主，我相信耶稣就可以了。
The same way you say that it is too troublesome to go to the river to be baptized, I can just profess that I believe on my sick bed.
怪不得你怎样学都学不会。
No wonder that no matter how you learn, you
can't
learn.
因为这首歌是不能改的，每一点一画都不能改，都不能够改变的。
Because not one stroke or not one tittle can be changed from this song.
那这首歌的内容是什么？
What is the content of this song?
我们看启示录五章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 5.
8-10
Verse 8 to verse 10.
这里他们是在唱新歌，你知道吗？
This is the time where they sang the new song.
24位长老他们都在唱新歌，这里的新歌就有它的内容。
24 elders fell down here to sing the new song, and there's a content here.
而且读的时候请注意，有七种宝贵的内容，七种。
When you read this, pay attention to the seven important messages.
来，8-10
Verse 8 to verse 10.
1-3他既拿了书卷，四活物和24位长老，就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣的祈祷。他们唱新歌，说：“你配拿书卷，配揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上自掌王权。”看到吗？这些四活物跟24位长老，他们都在唱新歌。
Now you can see that even the four living creatures and the 24 elders are singing this new song.
新歌的内容，它的歌词都从第九节开始。
The lyrics and the content of this new song starts in verse 9.
内容说，羔羊配揭开七印。
Firstly, it says that the lamb is worthy to open the seals.
就是除了羔羊耶稣，没有人能揭开启示录的七印。
That's to say that other than the Lamb, no one else is worthy to open the seven seals.
七印里面关乎真神的审判，关乎世界末日，也关乎真耶稣教会。
The seven seals consist of the judgment of God and the end of the last days, and also about the true church.
这么重要的启示，只有主耶稣羔羊可以揭开。
This very important revelation can only be unsealed by the Lord Jesus.
那么歌词的第二个内容。
And the second content of this song.
羔羊被杀，成立了救恩。
The lamb would be slain to establish salvation.
所以主耶稣在最后一口气要断气的时候，就喊出一句话说：“成了，成功了。”
In the final moment, by the last breath of the Lord Jesus, Jesus uttered that
救恩成功了。
Salvation plan is finished.
现在世界的人，愿悔改的人，愿意相信的人，可以靠着主的救恩，实际上就是得救了，可以成功了。
May the people of the world, anyone who is willing to repent, will be able to be saved through the Lord Jesus.
这首歌里面 充满着对主耶稣的感恩跟赞美。
The song consists of the praise of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为救恩是出于耶和华，出于真神，出于耶稣。
Because the salvation grace comes out of the Lord God, of the true God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
歌词的第三个内容。
The third content of this song.
他用血，羔羊用血救赎各族、各民、各方。
The Lamb has redeemed all people, all tribe and tongue, a nation by His blood.
你知道这是什么意思吗
？Do you understand what that means?
就是说，主的救恩，十字架的救赎是给全人类的。
That's to say that the salvation grace of the cross is open to all humanity.
不只是给我们中国人的。
Not just to Chinese.
因为我们真耶稣教几乎全部都是中国人。
And you can see the majority of Jesus Church is Chinese.
就少部分的印度人跟其他的种族。
Only minority of other races like Indians.
你到英国去看又是中国人。
You go to England, it is still mostly Chinese.
你到美国去看真耶稣教全部都是中国人。
You go to the US, it is still mostly Chinese.
你到阿根廷，我到阿根廷最远最遥远的地级也是中国，90多%是中国人。
Even to the end of the globe, I went to Argentina, and it is also the majority of Chinese.
那好像救恩就是给中国人啊。
It is as though the gospel is only for the Chinese.
不是的。
It is not.
这里说是给各族各民各方全人类的。
It is for every tribe and tongue and people and nation, all humanity.
你不要灰心。
Do not lose hope.
当圣灵工作的时候，一定会达到这个目标。
When the Holy Spirit performs His work, that we will achieve.
现在你跟我都还做不到。
Today you and I can't do it.
因为我们能力有限。
Because we are so limited.
因为人家看不起我们。
People despise us.
当圣灵工作的时候。
When the Holy Spirit works.
这是sub-sub-sui啊。
It is easy job.
这是小事情，这是没有难成，不是难的事情。
There is nothing too hard to accomplish.
我相信神，相信神讲的话。
I believe God and I believe in His words.
一定救恩给全人类。
That the salvation grace is upon all humanity.
许多各族各民的各方的人会得救，会信主。
And men of every tribe and tongue and people and nation will
come to believe. 意思说，归入真教会来得救。
That's to say to enter in the true Jesus Church to be saved.
我最近在那个波特森，在跟成人班上课。
Recently, I had this adult classes with. The adults at Protestant Church.
那题目叫做末日战争，世界末日的战争。
The title is the Battle of the Last Day.
其中讲到神最后的工作是什么
？And I also talked about the final work of God.
神最后的工作就是要救以色列人，让以色列人得救。
The final work of God is to enable Israelites to be saved.
学员也提出很多不可能的事情。
And we also pointed out many things which were impossible.
是的，在我们来看很困难。
It is true that it is very difficult for man.
但你忘了，在神岂有难成的事？
But we forget that is there anything impossible?
当然了，在你就很困难喽，因为你去做吗
？Sure, it is most difficult for you to do.
我去做我也做不到啊，因为我不会啊，我没有力量呀。
Even for me, I can't do. I have no idea how to do.
人家一看到我就不想跟我讲话了，怎么样传呢
？And people see me, they don't want to talk to me. How can I preach?
因为我又不会讲以色列话，又不会讲英文，又不会讲其他们的话，我怎么样传呢
？I don't speak Jewish. I don't speak anything. I can't preach.
但在神岂有难成的事呢
？But to God, is there anything impossible?
神不能够用他们的人来传吗？一定要用中国人来传吗
？Through their own people, should they only be preached by Chinese?
我们今天真耶稣教就有以色列人信主啊，你不知道吗？这件事。
Don't you know that we already have Jews believing in true Jesus Christ?
在阿根廷就有一个犹太人啊。
That's a Jewish believer.
难道不能够用他的家人、用他的亲人来传吗
？And couldn't he preach the gospel through his family?
啊，这个是第三个内容。
That's the third content.
第四个内容。
Fourth content.
羔羊将他的血买来的众人。归给真神，主耶稣将他的用他的血买来的人，将我们归给真神。
And the Lamb has redeemed us through His blood to God.
所以今天我们带人来信主，带慕道者、带家人来教会，是要把他带到神的面前，让他归给真神。知道吗
？Today we want to invite our friends and relatives to believe in Christ, as for us to be able to bring to the true God to be returned to God.
不是带来传道的面前，带来某某执事的面前。
You don't bring them to the preacher or the deacon.
要把他的信心，把他带到神的面前，让他建立他跟神的信仰、跟神的信心，他跟神的关系。我们要建立这种帮助他。把他带到神面前。
And you are supposed to bring them towards the presence of God before God to build their faith with God.
那将来我们跌倒也好，我们犯罪也好，我们骄傲也好，我们失败了，他都不会影响的。因为他的信心是建立他跟神，不是他跟我。
In any likelihood in the future, you might fall away, and his faith or her faith will not be affected because his faith was built upon God.
哦，那些慕道者也是要醒过来。
Therefore, our truth seekers have to realize.
你来神教会听道理，你来，你是想要得救嘛
？You come to the true church to hear the gospel. You want to be saved.
所以你不是来做给我们传道人看的，你要跟神建立关系，不是跟我们跟我们。不是在我们面前做戏的，不是的。
You are not doing anything for the sake of your friend or for the preacher or elders. You are doing this to God.
因为主耶稣就是这样做的。
Because that's what Jesus.
这里说他把他的血买来的人归给真神，看到吗
？Here it says that you redeemed us.
在第九节下半段呢
？In verse 9, redeem us to God by Jesus' blood.
然后在第五个内容
，On the fifth content.
哦，叫我们成为国度
，To make us kings.
叫我们成为神国里面的一份子，神国里面的子民。
To make us a part of the kingdom of God.
就是叫我们成为神家里面的人呐、啊。
To make us a people belonging to the household of God.
当我们跟这个神的家有关系，这个家跟我们有关系的时候，我们就可以享用这一家里面的一切的福气，一切的恩典。
As we are related to this household, we are able to enjoy all forms of grace and blessings in this household.
因为我们是家里的人。
Because we are a part of a household.
我们不再是外面的人。
We are not outsiders.
第六个内容。
The sixth content.
又叫我们在神的国度里做祭司。
That we shall become priests in the kingdom of God.
那就是有荣耀、有尊贵的身份。
That's to receive this glorious status.
不是洗了礼后啊，进天国啊，洗了礼后感谢。祝福我啊，赚钱啊，做生意赚钱，然后进天国，不是的。
It is not about after you getting baptized, you receive blessings to become rich, to be able to earn big money. No.
进来了过后呢，有荣耀身祭司身份，要侍奉神的。
You enter into the household, you become the glorious priest, you serve God.
因为神的国叫做祭司国度。
Because the kingdom of God is known as the kingdom of the priest.
祭司国度就是侍奉神的国度。
The kingdom of the priest serves the Lord God.
祭司每天都在圣殿里面侍奉，早晚都侍奉。
The priest serves the Lord God day and night in the holy temple.
第七个内容，新歌的第七个内容。
The seventh content in the new song.
叫神在地上执掌王权，也叫我们教会在地上执掌王权。
That we, that the church will reign on the earth.
神把他的权柄荣耀分给教会，跟我们一同得到权柄。
The power and the glory of God will be shared with the church, and that we share in His glory.
所以，好，透过神的国，有权柄，有赦罪，有拯救，有医治，有赶鬼，有释放种种的权柄。
And it is through the kingdom of God that we receive the power, authority to remit and cleanse sins, and to cast out demons and all kinds of authority.
赦罪
to remit sins.
奉主的名洗净你的罪
In the name of Jesus, your sins are cleansed.
有拯救
There is salvation.
有医治，奉主的名医治
There is healing in the name of Jesus.
有赶鬼
There is casting out demons.
奉主的名撒旦出去
In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Satan is cast out.
有释放，把你释放，真理得自由
And to liberate through the truth.
我们做一个结论
Conclusion.
你看，当我们欢欢喜喜唱这首新歌的时候，来赞美神。
When we sing this new song with joy to praise God,
你想我们的主，我们的神是多么的荣耀，多么的喜乐。
You can only imagine how joyous is this and glorious.
我的时间刚刚到了。
My time is.
我现在要做一个见证。
Let me testify.
什么叫做唱新歌
？What is this about singing the new song?
你知道什么叫做唱新歌
？Do you know what it is about?
新歌就是一种新的歌，一种新的生命，一种新的人，新的一个表现，完全是新的。
It's a complete newness and complete renewal.
神给一个信徒七年的时间，让他重新建立他的信仰。
God granted a believer 7 years more life to rebuild his faith.
这个七年是他最后的七年。
This was his final 7 years.
也是他恩典的七年。
It was also the grace, the 7 years of grace.
或者叫做悔改的七年。
It is also the 7 years of repentance.
这个弟兄一生在努力工作。
This brother had been laboring and working hard all his life.
他一直想到他退休的日子，退休的岁月。他才想好好的敬拜神，好好的去聚会。
What he was expecting was that he would properly serve God only after he retired.
现在什么聚会，什么做圣工，什么都不用讲。我要努力做工。
As of now, I will not talk about anything about serving the church. I will do my work only.
我退休过后，我就会去教会。
But after I retire, I will go to church.
你不用一直烦我，不用一直提醒我。
Stop coming and disturb me and don't remind me.
结果他真的。在这么多年来，他没有来教。
And true enough, all these years he never came to church.
真的很努力，他的工作。
He was working really hard.
好，退休了。
Until he retired.
可以来教会了。
Finally, he could come to church.
可以服侍神了。
Finally, he could serve the Lord.
结果一退休那一天去检验， 末期癌症。
However, on the day of his retirement, he realized that he was diagnosed with a terminal cancer.
然后是脑癌呀，脑癌是最麻烦的呀。
It was the brain tumor which was most troublesome.
那个退休的岁月就一开始退休就医院进进出出的了，每天见的不是真神，每天见的是医生跟那些护士。
The start of his retirement, he had been in and out of the hospital, seeing the doctors, not seeing God.
他想都没有想到会这样发生。
He never imagined that this would happen.
因为身体还好好的呀。
He thought his body was
okay. 他以为退休了可以重新啊，才开始来爱神，开始来敬拜神。
He thought that after he retired, he would be able to serve God and love God.
那么他的家人为他祷告，求神原谅他。
And his family had been praying hard for him, on his behalf.
那在祷告的时候呢？他看到他自己被天使带到天国去。
And in his prayer, he saw himself being lifted up by the angels to kingdom of God.
天使在城门那边看门，天国有个天国城。
And he saw this heavenly kingdom with angels guarding the gate.
天使叫他拿出证件来证明你是神的儿女。
The angel asked him to show his documents to prove that he is a son of God.
那他拿出他的证件来。那天使看了看说你不能进去。
He took out his document and to show the angel. The angel said, no, you are not permitted to enter.
他说我为什么不进，我有证件啊。
Then he said, why? I do have my document.
我是真教会的信徒啊。
I am a member of True Jesus Church.
我已经洗礼了。
I am baptized.
我也有圣灵啊。
I have the Holy Spirit.
天使怎么回答呢？
What did the angel say?
天使说，
The angel replied,
在你的信仰里面，
In your life of faith,
你缺少敬拜，
You lack worship.
你缺少做圣工，
you lack, doing the divine
work. 你缺少读圣经，
you lack reading the Bible.
你缺少祷告，
you lack prayer.
你这些很基本的忌讳，祷告、敬拜、读经，你都缺少，非常的缺少。
All of these fundamentals, serving the Lord God, going to church and reading the Bible and prayer, you lack.
简单说，每一样敬拜神的事，你都不及格啦。
That's to say that you didn't pass in any of this aspect.
你现在回去。
You have to go back.
进不了天国。
You can't enter heaven.
天国啊，天使说你现在回去。
The angel said, "Go back now."
然后也没有告诉他要做什么。
Without telling him what to do.
这时他的灵魂回到他身体的时候呢，看到家人正在替他祷告。
Now his spirit was going back to his body, and he saw that his family was praying.
那他的灵魂从天上下来的时候啊，他看到有黑衣人啊。要把他拉到黑暗的坑里面去。
And yet he was also seeing that there were men dressed in black trying to drag him, his soul, into the darkness.
那个坑是很深很深，见不到底的黑暗的坑啊，无底洞来的呀。
And to drag him into the pit of a bot, that's bottomless, that's in the dark.
可是他又感觉到有股力量呢，把他拉上来。
And yet he was also feeling a form of force pulling him up.
原来这个时候黑衣人正在跟他的家人在互相拉扯，因为他的家人正在不断地替他祷告。
Turned out that this was a tug of war between the man in black and also his family members who had been praying for him.
因为他回来的时候就看到这种现象，这种情形。
And that was what he saw when his soul returned.
一个是黑衣人要把他拉下黑暗的地方去，那家人又把他拉上来要救他。
On one side, the man in black was trying to pull his soul down into the bottomless pit, and the other, his family members praying to pull him up.
结果得胜了。
Thank the Lord that he prevailed.
所以我们弟兄姐妹你要留意哦。
Brothers and sisters, take note of this.
我们的家人去世的时候还没有断气的那段时间啊，真的要迫切为他们祷告。
And before our beloved is on their deathbed, and you have to pray hard for them.
原来死亡的那一刻也是一场最后的战争。
Even in the moment of death or dying, that is also a spiritual warfare.
如果你信主信仰信到这么软弱，又不爱神，又贪爱世界，又没有好行为。麻烦了。
If you were
老实讲，麻烦
了。You were the kind of believers who do not show any zeal or any faith.
肯定那个魔鬼一堆魔鬼要把你拉下去的，因为你在世上做的事情跟他一样的。
And、
你常常说谎的，又骄傲的，又不顺服的，
you might also
又不圣洁的。
The same as what this believer did, and he had been lying and doing unholy things, and lying every day.
那你死的时候，你以为天使带你去吗？这样
？Do you think that after doing all this, and the angel will bring you to heaven?
肯定魔鬼在那边等啊，在那边等你啊。
Surely the devil is waiting for you.
要把你带去黑暗的地方。
To pull you into the darkness.
因为魔鬼说，那你因为你做的事情跟我们做的一样。
The devil says that you are doing the same thing that the devils do.
但还好，感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
因为有爱心的家人，有爱心的教会，不断替你祷告，知道。
Your family members and the church has been praying for you.
所以就成了临近死亡当中的一种征战，一种抢夺。
And that becomes a tug of war or a spiritual warfare upon his moments of dying.
这个见证我看了好几个了。
I have read this a few testimonies.
确实是这样。
And it comes, it will come.
那这个弟兄啊，灵魂回到身体呢，醒过来的第一句话，你知道他讲什么吗
？Do you know what the brother say when he awoke?
他醒过来，睁开眼睛说：“天使不给我进去。
”He woke up and opened his eyes and said, "The angel did not allow me to enter."
家人问他为什么？
His family members asked why.
天使说：“我样样都不及格，我样样都缺乏。”
Then he said, "The angel said that I fail in every aspect."
那家人说：“你到底缺乏什么
？”What do you lack?
天使说：“我缺少祷告。”
I lack prayer.
我缺少聚会。
I lack going to church.
我缺少做圣工。
I lack doing the divine work of the church.
总之整所有敬拜神的事、信的事，我全部都不及格。
And I fail in all kinds of service to God.
那现在怎么办
？So what should he do?
还好他悔改。
And thank God he repented.
他回到来的那一天开始呢，
From a
在病痛中还在病痛的哦， yeah. 拼命祷告。
He, although he was still suffering from his illness, he prayed very fervently.
而且无论是谁来，是家人来看他，还是亲戚来看他，还是公司的朋友来看他，全部来的人他就跟他讲，马上传福音。
And no matter who came to visit him at his in the hospital, he would be preaching to everyone, his family members, his friends, his colleagues.
信真的有天国啊！
He would say that.
我就当过去了，被天使叫下来呀。
Heaven is real. I went there. The angel sent me back.
因为我的信仰没有准备好呀。
Because my faith is not ready.
天使要我回来准备啊。
The angel wanted me to come back.
信不信由你啊。
To prepare you, it's up to you whether you believe.
我是一个死过的人，我现在向你做见证。
But I have died before, and I'm testifying to you.
我现在要拼命跟你传福音，真的有天国。
I want to preach to you that heaven is real.
也有地狱可怕的黑暗的地方。
There's also hell. There's also scary places.
所以无论是谁来，他都拼命传的，一定是传这样。
Whoever who came to visit, he would preach.
然后呢，他有时就除了传福音，他就唱诗歌赞美神。
After that, preaching the gospel, he would be singing hymns to praise God.
然后休息了，休息一下又起来祷告了。就有时躺坐床上祷告，有时跪在床上面趴坐祷告，跪坐祷告。
And other than that, he would be praying or he would be resting. And after he rested, he would pray again.
那奇妙的，在这样的一次祷告跟悔改当中，他的病越来越好了。
And amazingly, through all this process of praying hard, and his illness recovered.
请注意，不是完全好，但是不用到那个死亡的那个阶段。
Take note that he did not fully recover, but it was not critical anymore.
回到家，他马上说要去教会。
And when he returned home, he said he wanted to go to church immediately.
他们说今天没有聚会啦。
And they said that there is no church service today.
他说怎么会没有聚会
？How can there be no church service？
我很想去聚会啊。
I want to go to church.
你看到吗？你看到吗？平时叫你去，你就不要去。
On a normal day, you don't want to go to church.
现在教会没有机会，你说你要去机会，你在开玩笑吗
？Today the church is closed, and yet you want to go to church.
说等有机会才去啦。
Let's say that wait for a day that the church is open.
所以他的心很急啊，没有机会的日子，他心很着急啊。
And on the days where there's no church service, and he would feel very.
我问你，平时会这样，其他日子会这样吗
？He would feel very nervous. He wants to go to church.
才不会这样。
You wouldn't behave like that.
你觉得来教会是很麻烦的，是很 boring 的，是很闲的事情呢、啊、
？You think going to church is boring? Is very troublesome.
有时他的病哦会发作，会痛。
But sometimes his illness will act up.
他太太说：“那你今天很痛，就不要去了。
”And his wife would say that if you are suffering,
他说不行，我还是要去，再痛我也要去。
Then you don't go to church today. But he said, "No, I will go to church no matter how painful."
那太太警告他：“你痛的时候，你不要喊哦，不要影响到聚会啊。
”And his wife warned him, "Do not shout in the church if you are in pain."
他叫说：“那你就替我祷告。
”Then he asked his wife to pray.
因为痛的时候会喊。
Because when he was in pain, he would shout.
那痛是控制不了，太痛苦。
And that kind was involuntary. He couldn't control.
你替我祷告。
Pray for me.
那你听到吗
？Do you hear it?
在这么痛当中，他坚持说，我还是要去教会。
Even in this greatest of pain, he still insisted.
因为他知道哦，他已经亏欠神太多了。
Because he knew that he had fallen short.
现在要还债啊，还。
He wanted to repay.
要努力做功课，把功课做好。
He wanted to finish his homework.
每一分每一秒每一天都把它做好，把它填好，把它填满。
And every minute, every second, he wanted to fill it up with his.
看到的人都替他流泪啊！ Yeah. 看到他这样的悔改，看到他对神这么的热心，都被感动。
Anyone who sees him, would be touched.
那些看过他的、知道他情形的、去探访他的，都被感动了，热心起来。
And those who visited him actually became fervent in their faith.
因为一个病痛到癌症将要死的人还坚持来教会。
a terminally ill cancer patient,
坐在那边在忍受痛苦，还是要忍到聚会完。
Insisted to go to church and to bear with all the pain until the end of the service.
他真的是没有干扰教会哦，没有让教会麻烦。
True enough, he did not add any trouble to the church.
他就一直祷告，耶稣帮助我，耶稣帮助我，让我得胜，让我在聚会中敬拜上这件事情，让我胜过撒旦，胜过痛苦，胜过一切的试探。
Very hard to ask the Lord to help him to overcome his pain, his temptations and the devils.
这样的生活，这样坚持几久，知道吗
？How long did he bear with this?
七年
，7 years.
从他天使叫他回来过后开始七年。
Since the day his soul returned after the angel rejected his entry,
天使来对他说：“回，主耶稣叫你回去了。”
And
天使对他说：“
on one,
主耶稣叫你回去了。”
One final day, the angel came to tell him that Jesus has returned.
哈利路亚，一直讲哈利路亚。
He heard this message from the angel.
我可以回去了，我可以进天国了。
I can go back home. I can go to heaven now.
笑作这样断气的。
With a smiling face, he breathed his last.
这是真真实实的见证。
This is a true testimony.
这见证是什么呢？
What does this testify?
就是他在唱新歌啊，每天都在唱新歌。
He was singing a new song every day.
唱了七年
，for 7 years.
每天都是新的，你看他的表现新的，他讲话是新的，他的思想头脑全部是新的，
everything,
全部是新的，以前是旧的，现在是新的。
Everything about him was new, and every behavior, every prayer, and everything was new.
这个就是圣经说的一个新造的人，一个新的生命，真的是完全改变的。
What the Bible describes as the new creation, the new man.
所以传道跟你讲，什么叫做新歌
？Therefore, what am I telling you about this new song?
什么叫做是世人学不会的
？What's this new song that no man on earth?
因为这个是生命的改变，不是用来学的。
It is the renewal,
是一种改变，生命的改变。
The transformation of your life. It is not by you learning it.
今天唱歌给谁听
？Today, to whom do you sing?
传道就唱了这两首歌给你们听。
I have sung these new two songs.
一首是凯歌
，First a song of victory.
一首是新歌
，Second a new song.
请看诗篇，来看圣经就结束。诗篇
，And with a psalm, verse
96篇
，Psalm chapter 96.
诗篇96篇
，Psalm 96。
我们一起大大声读第一节。
Let's read out loud, verse one.
一、二、三，你们要向耶和华唱新歌，全地都要向耶和华唱歌。哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.